Blog Talk Radio.
Take a Run Productions.
And welcome to the URN Radio Show. I am the Paranormal Outlaw, the Mouth from the South, and Jeff is watching the Royal Rumble tonight. He enjoys wrestling, I guess. I don't know. Not something I'm a particular fan of. It was as a kid, but not now. And Martin is got to take care of some issues tonight, so he won't be joining us. But I do have Brian Sons. He is the host of Project Paranormal on Thursday nights here on the URN Radio Network. I'm going to put him on air right now. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Doing good. Just another week. I always hate Sundays because that means my weekend is over and I have to go back to work.
I understand that. I appreciate you requesting me to be on and having me on.
Hey, not a problem, man. That's what we do around here. I've helped out numerous other shows on the network when they have an issue, so that's just what we do, man.
Well,
we have
Catch me up to speed, if you will. Catch me up to speed, if you will, on the show tonight.
Oh, sure. Here in a little while, in about 10, 15 minutes, we will be having psychic medium Mary Barrett on the show. And I'll go into more detail about her. I'll read her bio right before she joins us online. But she was a guest on Terrify Radio about a month ago, I believe. And me and Jody and her, we had a great time. She's a wonderful lady and very gifted at what she does. And so we'll be talking to her tonight.
Oh, great. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, man. So,
I had a psychic medium on my show last week, last Thursday night, and it went pretty well. We had a lot of feedback and a lot of good callers.
That's good, man. That's really good. Yeah, I listened to your show. You're not a fan of the Red Hot Chili Peppers song that came on.
No, not at all. That song is like the most annoying song in the world to me. And when I contacted you originally, if you listened to the show, you heard my frustration. Then when I contacted you about it, you could tell that, you know, I was really frustrated with the song and really, like I mentioned last night, I just really wanted to be able to pick the song myself for the intro and maybe change it each week, you know, and see how people, you know, take to it and their reaction and maybe eventually settle on one particular intro theme. But that
cool,
song, yeah. Don't get me started on that song. I really, really, really don't like that song. In particular, I don't care for it in reference to a paranormal type show. It just,
yeah.
It just doesn't set the mood, and that's my whole understanding of an intro song is kind of getting people hyped up or getting them in a certain mood that you want to set for your show.
Oh, of course.
And of course, the show originally belonged to two other guys, Jeremy and Chris, and you know they did a fabulous job with it, and they turned it over to me, and last week was my first official solo run. So yeah, I was nervous, and then you know all the screw ups at the beginning because I thought that I'd changed the song and obviously didn't. And yeah, it was but it all worked out. You know, I seemed to think that I fell right into it, and the show went off great.
Mhm. Oh yeah. I have two other co-hosts with me, and it kind of works out because when somebody has something going on, usually 9 times out of 10, then you know I at least have one co-host with me, and because I get to talking, and I'm a talker, and when I get to talking, I don't pay attention to the board, and there might be callers calling in or somebody saying something in the chat room, and so it helps me to have an extra pair of eyes, you know, a lot of the time. But, yeah, man, some of the other couple, well, maybe, possibly, I don't know yet, but CPR Matt may call in as well. He's the host, one of the hosts of Full Spectrum Radio on Wednesday nights to come in and help out with us as well.
Do you need me to be online on the site?
No, I got it right now. I'm in
okay.
the zone tonight.
Okay. Well, you mentioned having another pair of eyes. That's why I was wondering.
No, we're good tonight. Sometimes my computer has a mind of its own, and when it does, I can't even get on the board.
Whoa.
So that's one of the reasons why I like to have somebody else. But we're good tonight. Let's see here. Let me pull it up. While I'm pulling this up, for everybody out there that has a Twitter account, you can follow the URN Radio Network on Twitter. It's just URN Radio Network under Twitter, and you can follow us there. Every time we, on our little studio board here, when we hit the promote button, it'll send a post to Twitter and Facebook and as well Blog Talk, and it'll give you a link to the live show. So just follow us on Twitter, and also you can follow us on Facebook. The URN Radio Network has a Facebook page. Get on there and like us, and we try to keep everybody posted on there of what guests are coming on each night. So It's a great way to pick and choose what show you would like to listen to, and depending on the guests they have. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing. I spent most of my day yesterday doing radio show business and booking. I'm trying to book all my guests 2 months out, so I'm getting there. I've almost got it filled up.
Yeah, you were giving it all yesterday.
Yeah, I was working on repairs, and I also was working on FAPS, Freaking Awesome Paranormal Show, that's on Mondays, because I had to readjust what's posted on their show page, because Matt and Dennis did Full Spectrum Unleashed on Mondays, and I had to get all that changed over. So I got them all set up now as well. Let me see here. I have a caller. It might be my guest. Hang on, hold. Hang on one second here. It'll be a little bit of dead air, but hey.
Well, I wanted to ask you. I'm kind of considering changing the name of mine, and I was wondering how difficult that would be.
All right. With us is Mr. Matt from Full Spectrum Radio joining us, along with Brian from Project Paranormal Radio.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, how are you, Matt?
Doing all right. Can't complain, dealing with the frozen tundra up here.
And where are you located?
What was that, Brian?
I said, where are you located?
Oh, Chicago, fool.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I didn't know. I feel rather foolish now.
Yeah, what? Chicagoland paranormal researchers. Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that. Sorry.
he's just giving you hell because you're a newbie on the network. That's what Matt does.
I hear you.
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit.
Right. So how's it? We'll start with Matt. How was your weekend, man?
Well, actually, it was good. I went and saw. Wait, hold on. I gotta switch this up. Yeah, sorry about that. I had earbuds in, and I seriously hate them. They're great for music, horrible for talking. But no, it was good. I was with Mark, CPR Mark, who Kevin, you talked to briefly.
Yeah.
Very briefly, and you dropped signal that show. But no, it was good. His band played. We had a fun time. Had a whole bunch of people that were out there in the hundreds for a restaurant that we both love, and it's a local hangout for us. So
sweet. Brian, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, surprisingly, it's pretty good so far. I have a guest scheduled for my show Thursday who actually has done a lot of work with Chip Coffee, and I'm really looking forward to that. I spoke to her yesterday.
Nice. Yeah, I got some, Jody doesn't know yet, I'll inform her Tuesday. I got a bunch of great guests lined up for February and March. I got at the end of this month, end of February, I should say, I have Jay Wisely of Ghost Adventures coming on the show. And we've talked to him before, and he was kind of behind the scenes of Ghost Adventures, but now last season and the new season coming up, he's featured in it with Billy Tully. You know, they're actually on camera watching the monitors and listening to EVPs as they come in on the show. So it'll be good to talk to Jay again, and we're also going to have Mr. David Roundtree on the show in March. So got some good things coming up.
That's great. I look forward to that.
Oh, yeah. I have a caller on hold, so I'm going to go check on that. So I will leave it to you guys just for a moment.
So Matt, I'm sorry, I'm new to all this. I haven't really done my homework, so to speak. Are you into paranormal investigations or?
Yes, actually.
Oh, okay. And naturally, you guys are from Chicago. How's the ratio of paranormal up there as compared to down here in the South?
It's probably, accessibility is one of the big issues. But, no, you would figure Chicago would embrace it, but it honestly truly doesn't.
Really? Yeah, I mean, I would think Chicago being as old as it is and as big a populace as it has, I would think that there would be a lot of activity in that area.
Yeah, there honestly is, but it's so hard to get into so many different places. I mean, between needing permits or even if you get to that point of applying for a permit, it sucks.
Wow, that's a lot of red tape to go through. We're currently trying to get we actually have it already lined up. It's we're going to be letting just regular people joined us on this investigation for Duff Green Mansion down in Vicksburg, Mississippi. And that's going to be in April. I do the Project Paranormal Radio Show, but I'm also with the Paranormal Society of New Orleans.
Yeah,
and,
I like both of your pages.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we're trying to get some
on Facebook. By the way, Brian, I love to, and I hate to do this at the same time. I am going to haze you through, just the same as Kevin did to me, just the same as Jody did.
I'm sorry,
so,
you know what?
I'm gonna haze you.
Oh,
it's,
I don't care.
If I create the most awkward situation, yes, I'm gonna do it. Kevin, you know you did it to me. And Kevin's too busy Facebook messaging right now to respond.
No, that's all good, man. I mean, my
Brian,
main thing is... I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
No, my main issue, is not so much anymore, was the whole tech side of it, you know, getting everything figured out and... You know, my main concern was that I would be talking and come find out I wasn't even on air. But luckily I got all that figured out and squared away.
It happened. Well, if it's not you, it's Blog Talk, because Blog Talk, who is not listening right now, but I will do a PSA and say Blog Talk sucks.
Don't do it. Don't talk about them, because it's been good here lately. None of us have really had any issues. our guest is on hold, so I'm going to introduce her. Tonight's guest is Mary Barrett. She is a mom, a college graduate, business owner, radio show host, speaker, and author, and is an integrated holistic and spiritual practitioner. What does integrated holistic and spiritual practitioner mean? Well, she is a holistic practitioner, which means she is a certified master hypnotist, Reiki master, master neuro-linguistics programmer, also known as NLP, and a life coach. She also is a motivational, inspirational speaker and author of two books, Psychic Talk and Psychic Talk 2. She's currently working on her third book. Last year, she started doing touring around the country. She does medium shows where she walks through the audience, giving audience members messages that they need to know from their loved ones that have passed on. Yes, she also does personal and private readings and in person and on the phone. She loves helping people as much as she can. She believes in truth, honesty, and respect. And I'm going to get her on air right now.
So wait, Kevin, somebody of integrity?
Hello, Mary.
I'm here. Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm doing good. It's been a while since we talked, when you were on Jody and I's show.
Right. And that was a good show. We had a lot of fun then.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have two other radio show hosts that are on my network. They're filling in for my co-host tonight. I have Brian and Matt with me tonight.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Matt.
Hello, Mary.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, but you knew that already.
Yeah.
I heard somebody's from Chicago. How's the weather up there?
It's glorious, actually. No, it sucks. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. It's right now, looking at my phone, it is 25 degrees, and we're supposed to be down to -7. So, and that's without the wind chill.
Yeah, I was actually born in Oak Park.
Oh, that's a hop, skip, and a jump away from me. I live in Naperville.
Okay.
So wait, you're a Southern Belle now, though, right?
I'm from all over the place, but right now I live in Tennessee, yes. I was born I was born in Oak Park, raised in Pennsylvania, and been living all over the place. Now I live in Tennessee.
Well, you're my neighbor. I'm in Mississippi.
Oh, hi there.
I'm usually the only Yankee on the show, or any show. What?
Well, I'm sorry. I have to apologize.
Yeah, watch that Yankee remark. Every time I call my uncle, he'll go, "Hey, you Yankee, what are you doing?" So I call him a rebel because he's from North Carolina.
Yeah, well, I do have to say, though, this is where the identification comes in. I was born and raised in Houston, Texas, and here's a little too much information for anybody. I was conceived in Corpus Christi, Texas. So, I'm a Southern boy at heart and by genes.
Well,
Lack of genes, I guess. That would.
Hey, don't feel so bad. My one grandson was conceived in the back of an SUV.
Yeah, I didn't get
in my
the
driveway.
Actual. Oh well, no, that's messed up.
And my other grandson, his brother, was conceived in my living room.
You know, as a guest on the show, you honestly can stop talking now.
Where is the show gone?
No shit, right?
I'm telling you, Mary is a blast. We had a blast when we had her on the other show. Trust me, Matt, with her, me and Jody, it got pretty funny.
Well, my daughter would kill me if she heard me saying.
I did have a conversation tonight with, and talk about awkwardness. I can one up this. My mom told me tonight that she puts on like Skinamax and will laugh at the B-rated porn and watch them.
Is your mom hot?
For being 65, yes. But she does, and I'm not saying this because it's my mom. She looks 45.
Dude, that could be your stepdad one day.
Dude, you want to make it more awkward? That just happened.
Hey, I had to give it back to you, man. I had to give it back to you.
You know what, Brian, I'm sorry, but my parents are still together. They're happy. They're content. And awesome, loving relationship.
I'm just hazing back, buddy.
Oh, you do not. Kevin knows this. You do not want to feel my wrath. I will bring Dennis in on this.
Ah, boys. Well, Mary, for our listeners out there, give a little background of, you know, how you got into this. You know, did you know growing up that you had, you know, some kind of gifts, or did you learn it later on in life and that kind of
thing? Yeah, I knew something was up as I was growing up. I just didn't know what it was. At that time, which I'm 56, whoever said he was 55, I'm a year older than you are, they didn't have this so prominent back then. It was like you might go to the occasional fortune teller, but that was it. And I was in my late 30s when I actually did discover what was going on, and I blew wide open. And I've been going strong ever since then.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I had a I had a conversation, you know, after our show, the last time you were on, I told my mom that grandma came through to you, and she was telling you some things to tell me, and that's her mom, of course. And she's like, she's been asking me for the last month, when is she coming back on again? Because I need to find out where Dad is. She talked about my mom, but don't know where my dad is. I was like, well, we'll see how it goes, and I might ask later on in the show. But, yeah.
Well, tell her to call in.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that would be great. My mom on air with me and Matt and Brian, you won't talk about hazing.
Hey.
Hey.
Kevin,
you
might be disowned.
Hey, so if she's that hot, she'll probably rock the boat here, so you need to get her on here.
I don't know if Mom would have the balls to even do it. She's still kind of skeptic when it comes to the whole paranormal thing, because, you know, my dad and I investigate together, and some weird stuff has happened, you know, around their apartment. And I was always telling her, I know it's got to be Grandma, you know, coming in there and checking on everybody. And, you know, when I told her that you had talked to Grandma and Grandma was definitely over there, she's like, oh, great. And I said, yeah, see, your mom's here.
She's telling me something pink. I don't mean to interrupt you, but she's telling me something pink. She says, yeah, she's there, something pink.
Oh, yeah, my mom's like, man, I can't believe my mom's here. I said, well, that's the way the paranormal works. That's the way the afterlife works. You know, our loved ones stick around and or come back and check on us or whatnot.
Well, you know what's so funny about this? Nobody, you know, kids grow up, they go, as they're growing up, they go to church. And then when they hit a certain age, they don't go to church anymore until they become older adults, usually. Not everybody, but usually. And when they get closer to the age where they know, uh-oh, I'm going to die, you know, here it comes. So I better get close to Jesus, and I better get close to God and start this over. Then they start accepting the paranormal. What is actually going on? Is there something there? Well, I'll tell you what, since I've been doing this, I have met so many skeptics, but once they have a reading with me, it's like, oh, my God, you know, there's got to be something to it because there's things that you don't know. And, you know, some of these, believe me, I said this, I was on David Roundtree's show the other night. And I was saying that a lot of my spirit guides, they've got, they're jokesters. And a lot of people will not, they want to not believe. They'll come and they'll ask you, and they don't like your answer, or they don't want to hear the answer. They'll go to another psychic, and they'll go to another one and keep going until either they get their, you know, answer, or they just give up. And I've had my spirit guides tell me, like, and guys, I know you're all guys here, but listen to me. Don't laugh for a minute because this is embarrassing. I have had them come through, and I'm talking to a girl, and, you know, I don't know if she was skeptic or not, but I would have to tell her, and they were telling me and pushing me, tell her, and I'm like, oh, my God, your boyfriend's got a mole on his penis. And I'm thinking, this girl's going to hang up on me. Now, I told you not to laugh, so I was because she turns around and she goes, oh, my God, there's no way in hell you could have known about that. And I'm like, yeah. And then I had another girl was talking to me, and she's like, well, what can you prove to me? I said, well, I can prove that your boyfriend likes oral sex. That was it. She's like, oh, my God. There were two incidents where females did not believe.
Is there any guy that doesn't? I mean,
no comments. I mean, Never mind. I put my foot in that one. Okay.
Yeah, no. Brian, there truly is are guys out there who do not like it at all.
Not any friends of mine.
Well, anyway, that was between her and her boyfriend, and I went into a little bit more specifics, and she almost died over the telephone. But, I mean, there's just sometimes that non-believers need to be really shook up to have something thrown at them so hard that it'll knock them off the chairs. And I guess that was the two that really need to, you know, get knocked off. People, you have to realize there's something out there. And, you know, people go looking for it from, you know, psychic after psychic or medium after medium, and they're like, they don't like the answer, but then yet when the answer hits them in the face, they're like, holy cow. And I went to a masquerade ball for the Paracon in Oklahoma City, and I took a picture of Martha Decker, and on the bottom of her dress, you can see a face of a dog, a white dog. And we were in a haunted place where we were having the ball, and it was like, really? You can notice it. It's up on my Facebook if you guys want to go look at it. But it's a face of a dog right plastered on her dress. And when I saw Christopher St. Booth was there, I went up to him. I said, look at this. And he's like, oh, my God, what is that? And we're, like, messing with my phone trying to bring it up. So a lot of people see that picture, and they're like, holy cow, look at that. You know, there's just so many people who believe, but then yet there's so many who don't. Even if you smack them in the face with it, they still question. But some, you know, they're going to believe. They're going to believe in the long run.
Well, yeah. That's kind of how I am. I believe. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just saying, that's kind of how I am. I believe that there's more out there. I just haven't, you know, seen it or fully experienced it for myself where I can say with 100% certainty, yes, that's paranormal. Yes, it does exist.
And what's your first name?
Mine?
Yeah.
My name is Brian.
Hi, Brian. What do you do? Are you part of a paranormal team or?
Yeah, so I'm a member of Paranormal Society of New Orleans, and I also have my own broadcast show on Earn Radio. It's Project Paranormal Radio.
And you're saying you don't quite believe in the paranormal? Am I getting
No, ma'am. I'm not saying that I don't believe in it. I'm saying I haven't seen anything. I believe it's possible. I believe it exists. I just haven't personally, you know, seen it with my own two eyes.
Right.
You're looking in the wrong places. You're looking now. Where are you at? You're in Chicago?
No, ma'am. I'm in Mississippi.
You're in Mississippi. Okay.
Yes.
With you, I get that you're not looking in the right places because if you go to the right place, you're going to find. You need to get out more and expand your search because they are out there. And I've never gone on a paranormal team until I went to Oklahoma with Tony McCoy and Dee Parks. And Dee and I had a fascinating discussion. We were in a train. Oh, God, I don't even know where we were. I guess maybe Yukon? I'm not sure what city we were at, but it was a train place that was no longer, and that's where we had the masquerade ball, and it was in El Reno, and there was a conductor that had passed a long time ago, and he was talking to me through me for D and he had said that he had liked this one woman that also worked at the train station, and we're going back and forth, and I was telling her the messages. She's psychic also and a medium, but she couldn't get what he was trying to tell her, so I was passing the messages back and forth. But we went to another place in Mustang, also the historical place, and, you know, a lot of these places, like I said, they have a lot of activity. You just have to be open to it before you go in there, and you have to be willing to listen and be very astute, I guess, to see what's going on. But they are there. They are out there. It's
right, right. And I think that's the main thing. Is I've just become fully involved, immersed into it, and you know, soon I'll be going on investigations and really getting more into it. And I'm hoping that I can rectify the situation and actually see something where there's no uncertainty whatsoever.
Well, I tell you, it was my first night in Oklahoma, and we went to the Historical Society. They wanted me to go check out the place, so I'm like, all right, I'll go. Well, there's this guy there, and he was new to it too, I believe. And as I was going through there, I was telling him that the woman that so-called haunted the place, like she walks around there and everything, had a relationship with him in a past life. And then I was starting to tell him things, and it was totally freaking him out. I mean, he was ready to get the hell out of there. He was so nervous. But it's really amazing some of the things that you can learn if you just listen and have an open mind to it.
Right, right. I totally agree with you, and I understand that. I think in my situation, I really want to. You know, more than anything, I have this burning desire to see something and have it proven to me.
Well, you have to be careful with that, because I've learned that the wanting holds you back. If you want it so bad, it's not going to happen. You need to just relax and let it happen.
Right.
The want is going to hold you back.
Or in my case, because I got into the paranormal like 5 years ago because I was watching the shows on TV, and I was like, okay, is this stuff real, you know? And, of course, my thoughts of the afterlife and my religious views at the time were just kind of teetering, didn't know where it was going, you know? And so I got into it, and everybody around me was having experiences, you know, they would, you know, at the end of the night, everybody's talking about, oh, my God, did you see that? This happened to me, and I'm sitting here going, crap, I'm not seeing anything or experiencing anything, you know, and I was getting frustrated, and I was wanting to see something, wanting some
right.
kind of verification, and it just all just hit me in the face one night at a residential case where I got kind of, I can't say I was lifted up, but I was kind of pushed out of a room. I got moved about 20 feet from inside a bedroom onto the floor, and it wasn't just me, it was two other investigators. We all got thrown out of a room onto the hallway floor. When that
That's
happened
pretty,
to
yeah.
me, yeah, when that happened to me, if I had any bodily functions, you know, if I had to go to the bathroom at that time, I would have gone all over myself. But that was my proof right there, literally hitting me in my back.
And they do that. And, you know, like with me, like I said, I never worked with the paranormal until this last September. Well, as far as going on with the team or go searching, believe me, I don't have to search. I'm on 15 acres that I believe was a burial ground, because we have a lot of activity. My kids even see them, and my grandkids. It's just really amazing. But they'll let you know. They'll let you know that, you know, they'll get their point across. When I was writing my books, I could not eat. I could not sleep. It was like you came up behind me and put your hands on my shoulders and pushed me back to my laptop and made me sit down to write. or if I have to tell somebody something and I don't want to because of, you know, like the girl with the mole on the penis and stuff, you know, I don't want to tell her that, but they push you and push you so hard that you're either going to tell them or I'm going to keep bugging you until you get it out there. So when they want you to see them or hear them, they're going to let you know.
So they pretty much make you submissive to their wants and.
Yeah, because they won't leave you alone.
Right.
Like
right.
My one daughter, the one I was teasing about, you know, having my grandkids in my house and whatever. She was in her bed one time, and she was in my house, and her husband was in bed with her, and all of a sudden she kept hearing breathing in her ear. And she knew it wasn't her husband. She put the covers over her head, and she says, "Go away." And finally they left her alone, but they're trying to get her to open up, and she didn't want to open up. So she moved into her house, and now she hears walking or she hears breathing, and she knows what's going on. She knows that they are there, and it's just like she'll call me up, "Mom, what am I going to do?" But they opened her up. They started opening her up when my first grandson was 2 years old, and they came up here for a vacation, and my grandson blew wide open. But when they want you to open up, believe me, there's no way to stop it. You're going to open up. And I think you guys will see more as you get out there and go more places.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll, you know, I'll
see places.
Right, right. I've been told all my life that I was empathic, and I would like to reach that level of how to open, you know, how to open myself up to that, or if I have had experiences with it and just didn't know.
Now, who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian.
Okay, Brian. One thing I can tell you guys about opening up is just lay there and relax and get yourself totally relaxed. And
right.
have a purple candle going. That is for intuitive. And have a white candle to clear the air. And the purple candle will help you open up.
Well, I think the main issue with me is overanalyzing everything, and I think I would be there like, okay, is that really what's happening, or is it my mind tricking me to think that's what's happening?
Everybody thinks that.
I think that would be the main hurdle for me to overcome.
That's a lot of people who question, you know, that's normal. That's a normal process because a lot of us go through that. Did I really hear that or did I really see that? You know, that's just normal. And in your case, there's a man that's on your left shoulder that stays there a lot. He's telling me that to me it looks like he has thin hair, almost bald up on the top. I'm seeing like a tan shirt on him, and he seems a little chunky. And he tells me that he is with you all the time, guiding you. And he's trying to tell me you've got to stop being so anal and start opening up your mind to other possibilities.
On me, right?
Brian, yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
He's also saying that you like to dissect the simplest, the very simplest thing. And you're like a dog with a bone. You don't let it go.
Well, that's true. that's a good description of myself.
You have to let go. Now, who's the brown-headed girl around you?
Possibly my. Is it? Are you seeing girls and child or just female?
It's a female.
That'd probably be my girlfriend.
What's her first name?
Jennifer.
She's more open than you are.
I'm sorry?
I'm getting she's more open to possibilities than you are. I don't feel she's as anal as you are.
Probably, that's probably true. she's pretty simple.
Yeah, she with you kind of like believing is seeing, and then yet you still don't believe. With her, she sees and it's there. She believes it. She knows it. You have to, you keep more proof. I mean, a spirit can come right up front of you and say, hey, my name's Joe. I'm here. You see me? Ha-ha, I'm Cap for the Friendly Ghost. And you'd still turn around and would ask them, prove yourself.
Right.
Where your girlfriend, she sees it and she's like, see, I told you it was there. So just be careful, because I see you walking, and I'm seeing you on some kind of a floor, and I see your foot going through the board. What that could mean is that you're going to open up suddenly, with a, you know, like you're falling. So just be careful and have an open mind, and stop analyzing everything to death.
Okay, I'll heed that advice, and hopefully something will take place.
I feel like it's going to, but I feel like you need to relax just a little bit. Stop searching and let it come to you.
Right.
There's been a lot of opportunities, and that man that's over your left shoulder has been there, and you've met some opportunity because you're looking too closely. Do you go in a place it's made of all wood, like an old building? I kind of want to say like an older saloon or schoolhouse or something. I'm just saying old wood.
Do I go into a place?
Yeah, like to investigate.
No. I've yet to go on an investigation officially. I mean, I've been on, you know, I've been to graveyards and I've been, you know, done that things. But as far as an official investigation, I've yet to go on one.
My home is
an older home.
Okay, is it made out of wood? Is there a lot of, like, the older wood? Okay. Is it a two-story and basement?
No, ma'am. It's just one story. No basement.
Okay, because this is kind of what I'm seeing you in. And this is where you fall through the hole, which, again, could just be symbolic that you're going to open wide open. Just be prepared when you do open wide open, because what happens is there's a lot of emotions that come through and a lot of things that you see and you hear, and then you feel like you're going crazy because it really will hit you full blown.
That's the story of my life.
Well, something.
Huh?
I think I got confirmation because something just busted in my house here. Okay. Okay.
I have a caller on hold that wants to ask Mary a question. So hang tight. Let's see here. Caller, you're on air.
Hello? Oh. Me?
Yeah, do you have a question for Mary?
Yeah, I do. I've had like several experiences throughout my life, from passed on family members and things like that, but I also have had like numerous things happen that don't have anything to do with me whatsoever. How can I tell if I have abilities or, how do we know if spirits actually talk to us? I mean,
okay, first
does that make sense?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. What's your first name?
Joe.
Oh, hey, Joe. A lot of times with the abilities is that people see things and they hear things and they, you know, well, why isn't anybody else doing this? Maybe I'm going crazy. My grandson will turn around and say, well, you know, I hear voices in my head, and my daughter's like, don't you tell nobody. A lot of people think that they're going crazy with this. A lot of people think that, you know, women in particular think that they're going through PMSing because they'll start getting emotions where they'll get nervous, really, really nervous, and start anxiety. Men have anxiety. The best thing for you to do is, well, you can buy my books. My books explain, seriously, they explain step by step on all the different experiences that I've had and my kids have had and my grandkids have had. The best thing for you to do is to keep a journal of what you hear and what you see and what you feel. And like I said earlier, have a purple and a white candle going, and that will help. That will help. I'm also teaching a class online, The Beginnings of Intuitive, if you're interested in that. But the best thing to do is to keep a journal of everything.
Okay, good.
You'll see a pattern happen.
Say again? I'm sorry.
You'll see a pattern happening.
Oh, okay. As far as, like, I mean, the voices that I hear and that give me information, how can I validate that they're, like, real and not just, you know, psychosis, I guess?
Well, write down what they're saying. Listen to what they say. And, you know, this sounds crazy, and believe me, it's not, but you can have a conversation in your head. You're talking to these people in your head and having a conversation with them.
Okay.
Write down what is being said and then try to validate it.
Okay.
Like, have you ever heard of people going to psychics and asking them, hey, how many past lives have I had, or what was I in a past life?
Well,
the only way to know for sure is to go under hypnosis, which I also do. I put people under to find out what their past lives are. The best thing to do is to validate, because when I put people under their past, you know, under hypnosis, and I go back to their past lives, I get dates, I get names, I get how they died, where they're from, all the information, so that they can go online and research. And when these people are talking to you, get the information from them, as much information as you can. Ask them what their name is. Ask them what they want. Ask them, you know, who they're there for. They may have a message for, you know, your neighbor or your wife or your kids or whatever. Just try to find out as much information as you can. Document, document, document. That's the best way to do that.
Okay, well, can I, this is like really touchy, and I'm doing this like anonymously, so, I mean, nobody knows who I am, so I feel really good about doing this. I see that you have a big wooden back deck that sits quite a ways above the ground, and you like to sit back on the back deck and have a glass of wine. I get like 2 to 3 nights a week. Is that pretty accurate?
And who, me?
Do what?
Are you talking about me?
Yes, ma'am. I just, and this is what freaks me out. I get like pictures like that. But I see you sitting on the back deck, and your back deck isn't like ground level. It's an elevated deck. But I see you sitting back having a glass of wine on the back deck, and you have a, there's a large area behind your house. And that's what I see. So I get pictures like that.
Okay.
Even if I keep a ledger, how am I supposed to be able to validate things like this?
Talk to people about it. What you see, like you just talked to me. You told me that you saw me on my back deck sitting down drinking wine, and I have a large behind me. Well, I do have a back porch. I don't sit on it, though, and I don't drink wine. But I do have a field behind me. So you are getting part of the image, but that might not be me. You could be picking up one of these guys' girlfriends or wives also. But
okay.
All you need to do is just document on everything that you pick up and then try to validate it.
Okay.
And you don't need to be afraid of telling us who you really are, but don't do that because I know you're uncomfortable with it. But just, you know, talk to somebody about this. Get going with your abilities. Don't be afraid of letting people know who you are and what you do. Believe me, I was just forced to come out of the so-called closet within the last 2 months from where I was living. I mean, my family knew what I was doing. I'm getting out there and everything. The only people who didn't know was, like, my town and my church. Well, they found out really fast, and they're very accepting. So you need to come out more and let people know when you're ready, that is.
Right. Well, I hate to say this, and I hope I don't offend anybody, but I kind of liken my abilities to the homosexual closet. Coming out is not that damn easy because they look at you like you have grown a bird head. And
That's so interesting that you say that because I was just thinking along, I mean, it just popped in my head the same thing right before you said that.
And you're correct because that's how I referred to, too. We got thrown out of a church when the church found out what I did. So we were afraid to let our new church know what I do. And I did. And then our minister left and a new minister came in. And I stopped going to the church because I'm like, I can't go through this again, and I'm not going to let them know because my grandkids are into that church, and I don't want them thrown out of it. Well, the minister's wife kind of knew what I did, and it just tumbled downhill. All of a sudden, everybody knows what I do now. And it's a relief because I came up because I know how a homosexual feels to a point. Because they came out of that closet with their sexuality. I came out of the closet, hey, I'm a psychic medium. And according to three ministers now that I have talked to, I am a true psychic / prophet.
See, that's the thinking that I was just having also. It's like I don't understand the ostracization. Regarding the church, because you know the Bible is chock full of prophets and foreseers.
Okay, some of them, and this minister was wrong. Some of them look at it as fate and work. This minister would not even listen to me, but I had three other ministers listen to me, and one of them read both my books, and they see where I'm coming from. So they're like, "You are a true prophet." Like one from the Bible. And the churches believe, at least the Baptist, Southern Baptist churches and Northern Baptist that I have talked to, they believe if you use no tools, you are a true prophet because you're getting your information straight from God and you're not using a tool. That's how I'm the tool, is what they pretty much believe.
The guy that spoke. The guy that talked in you.
Yes.
You got injured on the four-wheeler, and you got a lot to do with four-wheelers because as soon as you spoke, I saw a huge image of four-wheelers. What do you have to do with four-wheelers?
I have to be honest with you. I have never owned a four-wheeler in my life.
Now, you could be picking me off, Dennis. I have a four-wheeler. You could be picking me off.
I don't know, but as soon as he spoke, I saw an image of a four-wheeler, and I saw, well, actually, I felt my leg. I felt pain in my right leg, and he knows somebody. Because I didn't feel it just from calling in, I'm sorry, but as soon as he spoke, I felt a pain in my right, lower leg, and I saw the image of a four-wheeler.
It's funny you mention that, because I have had, birth issues with my legs, and you're the second person this week. I spoke to another psychic medium on Thursday, and she touched on it also, so... It's interesting. Excuse me, that you do say about something regarding the legs.
Okay, I got that, but I want to know what the correlation is with the four wheeler. A friend of yours or family member, something. There's something about you with four wheelers, because I saw an image of a four wheeler, and then all of a sudden I got a pain in my right lower leg. So
My only incident with a four-wheeler in recent memory was someone kept riding around my house, and I pretty much got in a fight with them over it, but no, that's about it. I wasn't injured on a four-wheeler or anything like that.
Now, see, that's exactly why I wanted to call in and talk to Mary and go, what the hell? If it makes sense to you, please share your knowledge, because it makes no sense to me.
That's why I said you need to keep a journal of what you're seeing, because that, it's like a puzzle. You'll see something here, you'll see something there, and it like might not work with this person. Okay, for example, I was at Spooky Empire. It's a big horror convention down in Orlando, Florida. And I was talking to this girl, told her grandmother was here, and I was telling her about paperwork. And she's like, no, not paperwork. Well, the girl behind her, a couple rows, said, could you be talking about me? I said, yes, your grandmother's here too, but I'm talking to this girl. Well, this girl was going to go to school, so there was her paperwork. So now I go to the other girl, and I said, I see your grandmother showing me a big red truck. And she's like, no, there's no red truck. I said, yeah, there is. She showed me a really big truck. And she's like, no. And here I am in front of hundreds of people, and this girl's telling me, no, no, no. And I'm like, okay. I said, I don't know why she's showing me a big red truck then, but I'll go on to somebody else. And when I turned around, all of a sudden she stood up and screamed. And I'm like, what? She said, he's a firefighter, the guy that she was with. So the red truck wasn't with her directly, but was with her husband. He's the firefighter. So you may see, I guess it was Brian, on the four-wheeler, where it may end up being somebody else here and hurting their life.
That's what I was going to ask also in the case of the caller. Could it possibly be that he is having trouble tuning in or discerning which information applies to which person?
Yeah, I'm getting that he's very new at this, and I'm getting that he's going to have to fine-tune it. And like I said, I am offering a beginner's intuitive class if you are interested in that. And that brings through, I've had people take it, and they tell me that they do like it. It's new on my website, but I have done it, and I have mentored a lot of people. You have to learn how to fine-tune it, and sometimes you may not exactly know who your information is for. Like, have you ever seen gallery readings on TV? It's a man, I'm not supposed to say his name. He'll be in the gallery and he says, I'm seeing something over here in this area. He's not fine-tuning exactly what person it is. And sometimes it comes like that. Sometimes it goes directly to the person. Sometimes it'll go to the person next to them or even behind them or across the room. But that doesn't mean you don't have the abilities. That means you do. You're just not exactly sure who the message is for.
And, well, that's what bothers me. I watch so many of them go, well, somewhere over here, somebody's got an Uncle John. Well, there's 14 of them over there. And they all go, yeah, that's me. And he narrows it down and he goes, I get that he was in his 50s. And, you know, half of the hands go down. Really? Christ, I can play the narrow down game. But I want to know that, you know, what I actually get is something worth getting. No, I don't want to do the, well, I don't want to read for one. Two, I don't want to do the carnival sideshow thing or be thought of as one of those. If I do look at someone and go, you know, I get that your aunt's, you know, Bessie or whatever. You know, I well, like I did with, what was it, Brian?
Yeah.
I don't want, well, you're kind of close. You know, if I'm not going to be dead on, if I can't give them accurate information, I mean, God forbid I give information like, you know, I've seen some of them go, well, you know, this is really sensitive, but I get as, you know, as a child, you were touched inappropriately. God forbid I do something like that. I mean,
well, the biggest problem I have with abilities is that people get out there and they have not totally developed their abilities. And they're out there, they're giving advice, they're telling people this. And I've had so many people come to me and say, Mary, such and such a person told me this and done this, and I've had to pay them $1,500 to do a spell at the moon.
Oh, hell no.
And one girl came hysterical, said that she went to a psychic medium, and he told her that her mother was going to be killed in a car crash the next week. And actually, it really did happen on that. He should have been a little bit more discreet with this information, but she said she left there hysterical. Another girl called me and said that her mom got stabbed with a needle at work, and somebody told her that it was HIV. And, you know, I mean, people, they really, really need to be very careful when they go out there, because giving misinformation out, it happens a lot, and I'm not saying I'm perfect, because I'm not. Nobody but God is 100%. But these people that go out there and just want to be able to do it, that's not enough. You can get a tarot deck of cards and learn how to read them, but that doesn't mean that you're a psychic. It means you're a tarot card reader. But tarot cards can help bring out your psychic ability. Everybody is psychic. It just depends on the level they are at. And everybody can develop them. Some, it's just like, you know, you have good doctors, you have bad doctors, you have mediocre doctors.
Well, it's the same. It's the same with everything in life. Just because you can say this or that doesn't mean you always should.
Exactly. I mean, I'm very careful with what I just went through an episode, my ex-mother-in-law. Now, we, you know, my ex-husband and I are so close and stuff, and he asked me, he goes, she was in the hospital, and he said, well, what do you think? And I said, you know, I hate doing this, especially, you know, with my own family. I'm like freaked out about it. I don't want to tell them. And then I said, yeah, she's going to pass. They took her in the hospice, and my daughter, we were all talking about it, and she says, I keep hearing Sunday. Well, Sunday came and went, and nothing happened. And she's like, phew, good, because if she would have died on a Sunday, I would never have said anything else that comes out of my mouth. Well, unfortunately, she died the next Sunday. So that totally freaked out my daughter. And it's just, you've got to be really, really careful. My mother one time asked me, my cousin had cancer. And she's like, well, what do you think is going to happen? I said, to be honest, I'm not sure. Excuse me. I see a white light, but I feel she's going to be okay. Well, it was really weird because my cousin and her mother, which is my aunt, have the same first names, and they both had cancer, except we didn't know my aunt had cancer. We only knew her daughter did. So it just really, you've got to be very, very careful. Learn your percentage rate. Get out there. Practice on people. You don't have to tell everybody. You don't have to totally come out of that closet. But practice on people. Read books. Get what you can get your hands on. And put yourself with other psychics and other mediums. And that way you learn. In my house, there's so much activity here because all of us have the abilities. I have stood outside my house, and my house is a trailer with two add-ons, and we've actually heard the inside of the house shake because of all the activity that flows through here.
So, Mary, I do have a question. In your accuracy of what you do readings-wise for everybody, like what would you say that your percentage of hitting the nail on the head or just a little bit off and grouping to is?
I'm not 100%, but I'm very, very close. I don't measure myself because I go out there and I give the information, but if you ask any of the people that follow me, they will tell you that I'm 100%. I'm 100% with a lot, with people, my clients, you know, but I'm not 100% because only God is. I make mistakes. I've made mistakes, yes. But I'm up there in rank and percentages. I'm not a fly-by-night. I've been doing this now for years and years and years, and I didn't ask for this. Every time I try to get a regular job, I'm right back to doing what I'm doing now until I finally gave up. And I have almost a PhD. But every time I get a job, a regular job, it throws me right back to here. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to try anymore. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I let God decide the information. Who needs to know what? I let him talk through me.
Yeah.
But I still not 100% now.
Am I still on air or just listening?
You're on air.
Oh. Okay. No, that kind of stunned me. Can you, sense anything about me, I mean, I meet some people and I just, see this light around them, I understand
that's
that...
an aura. That's called
okay.
An aura. Light around the person is an aura.
Okay, well, I kind of, some people I meet, I just know that they have something special about them.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, do you see anybody around me or do you see, aura or anything about me?
I think with you is that you need to be more sure of yourself. I think that you've got to go at the pace that you need to go that's right for you. Don't be afraid of what people think about you because people always have an opinion, just like a butthole. Just keep going at what you need to do. Keep reading, but be prepared that when you get this information, write it down. You may walk into your house and let's say your mother-in-law is there. And you don't want your mother-in-law to know that you do, but she may be going to do something and you're like, I should tell her. And you're afraid to tell her, because of what she's going to think of you. You're the one who has to make that decision. just go with the flow. That's the best thing I can tell you. Read as much as you can, document, keep a journal, and just go with the flow.
So you don't see anything like special about me or anything, or like sense it or anything?
I just feel basically that you've got it. Again, a lot of people have, everybody has it. And I do feel that you're good in your own right. Just go slow with it.
Okay.
And don't play games.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate y'all having me on. And I'll try to do some research and see what I can do.
Okie doke. Well, good luck, okay? And if you need to talk to me anymore, you know, look up my website, look me up on Facebook. Like I said, I do have books out there that explains this, and I do have a class if you're interested.
Okay. Hey, how much, I mean, is there a charge for those, or is that?
Yeah. But it's marybarrett.org. Okay?
Like B-A-R-R-E-T-T?
Yes.
Okay. Well, cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I have a young lady on the phone. Her name's Karen. She wanted to ask Mary a question. Bring her on.
Hi.
Karen.
Hi there, Karen. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for taking my call. What a nice surprise. Mary, I was reading your bio, and I follow you on Facebook. I think you're such a beautiful gift, and I thank you for taking my call.
Okay, what can I do for you?
I'm wanting to figure out what my spiritual gifts are and what it is. I wonder if you can see what it is that I'm supposed to be doing.
Do you meditate?
I'm trying to. I always have excessive mind chatter.
Yeah, I get that. I'm seeing you trying to be peaceful and serenity around you, but I feel that there is a lot of good around you. I feel that if you would let yourself totally go and relax, you seem to have a hard time being able to relax. But if people would leave you alone and you can relax, I think that you would get down into it and be able to meditate very, very well. I have a fast meditation if you want to hear it. That helps a lot.
Okay.
Would you like to hear it?
I would love to.
Okay. What I tell a lot of people who cannot meditate, and believe me, I'm hyper. I'm like ADHD. But what you do is you just sit down or lay down. And just relax, close your eyes, and take 3 deep breaths, let them out slowly. And as you're laying there, I want you to picture a white light. And this is what people have a problem with. So if they have a problem finding a white light, I tell them to look at the ceiling light. Or if they have a candle lit in front of them, look at that with their eyes closed. And let that white light get as big as it's going to get. And then you can throw all your negativity at that light, the negative people at your light, or you can just bask in the white light. When you feel totally calm, totally cleansed, and all that negativity is gone, all the negative people are gone, you take 3 deep breaths again. Let them out slowly, and then open your eyes. Now, you're going to feel really, really tired the first time you do this. But you'll get where you'll be able to do it in the bathroom or, you know, wherever you're at, except for driving. Don't do it when you're driving. But I want to be clear about that because some people, they thought my MP3 is on hypnotic, and I'm like, don't do that when you're driving, because they're like, oh, listen to it on the way to work, and I'm like,
I would definitely follow that advice. That's great. I know, I'd love to try that. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're so welcome. But do that and relax, and you will know exactly what you are to do.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm not going to tell you. I do know that you do have a few gifts, but you have to find that out yourself.
Oh, okay. That's
okay.
Listening to your inner self, right? Well, I just thank you, John. Thank you, Jeff. And thank you, Mary.
Thanks,
I mean,
Karen.
John. Sorry, Jeff, Martin, and Mary, I thank you so much.
Thank
you. All right.
Hi.
Hey, guys, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Are y'all ready?
All right.
Do you guys know what a psychic vampire is?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I've heard of it.
Okay, what is it?
It's someone that feeds on the emotions of someone else.
Right. Like,
yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, it is. And what it is like, okay, I'm the psychic, and you call me. And you're like, ask me thousands of questions. We hang up. You call back. It's just a person that wants information 24/7. And you guys in the paranormal need to be careful of that too, because that hits you up with people who really don't know about the paranormal but want information, and you just have to be careful that they don't over-ask. You see what I'm getting at? Because they'll drain your energy, that when you go out there in the field, if you don't have your energy at top form, you let yourself open. So be careful, and then when you leave a place, make sure you tell the spirits to stay there and not go home with you.
Well,
you
really,
let yourself off.
I do have a quick question, and can I be, well, I guess in lack of a better term, kind of a dick? And
go for it.
All right. Well, that's one thing on our show is we ask the questions that don't normally get asked. But with everything that you've experienced, and how can you validate anything to the person, like with the exception of power of suggestion? It's psychological implants is what a lot of people in your field do. And it's generic relativity.
Right. Okay, what I do is every time that a client calls me, I try, and I'm usually successful at giving validation. Like, okay, my cousin, I'll use her for an example. She don't know if she should believe or not. Well, I know them too well. You know, and my aunt that died, you know her too well. Well, I was talking to my cousin, and I said, your mom's here. She's like, yeah, okay, whatever. And I said, she's telling me that your daughter went out in a pink sweater. And she's like, no, she went out in a white. Mary, you're so full of shit, she said to me. I'm like, okay. All right, whatever. You know, I'm used to this with my own family because we never grew up. So they don't know what to do. My cousin's daughter walks in at midnight. She calls me. She goes, oh, my God. I'm like, what? She came home in a pink sweater. I'm like, okay. She said, but she went out in a white shirt. I said, well, your mother was here, and your mother told me she had a pink sweater on. That was my validation to my cousin that her mother was there with her. And that's what I try to do, because there's a lot of fakes out here. There's a lot of wannabes out here. I like validations. And if anybody has been to any of my gallery readings, wherever, they will tell you that I usually give validation to the person that I am reading.
But in this whole, like, process of whatever it is that you do, because I don't have your abilities, I mean, how do you know that the information that you're getting is accurate?
I know from validation from the person I'm telling it to.
Yeah.
I mean, when I first started this, I thought I was full of crap. I mean, I'm hearing voices, I'm seeing things, and I'm seeing dead people. I'm hearing voices from people who's not there, and I'm like, what the heck, you know? And I had a caller, she called me, and I was talking to her, and I did not want to tell her this. And the person was pushing me, and I said, look, I'm sorry about this. I said, but the person I'm talking to is telling me that she's going to kick you right in the ass. And the woman I thought was going to hang up on me, she started laughing. And I'm like, okay. And she says, you got my mom right there. And I'm like, okay. And then more confirmation came out that she was struggling with some stuff, and that's why the mom was going to kick her in the butt, because she wouldn't get up and do things. And I tell everybody who calls any psychic or medium, ask for validation. I have clients that are, I've had for over 10 years now. They won't call anybody else because they know that our track record together has been very high and very good.
I have a...
Go ahead,
Matt. I was just going to say I have a caller.
Just a very, very quick question, and Mary, I don't know how long the answer is going to be because I haven't asked the question yet, but in psychic mediums, empaths, like everything that encompasses that whole idea, what, like, it seems to be weird as far as statistics go, and that 97% of the females that are out there in the field are quote-unquote psychic mediums, instead of males, is there any correlation you've ever come across with that?
I'm not exactly sure what your question is.
Are women more susceptible to be psychics than men,
in your
opinion?
I don't think so. In my opinion, everybody's got the same. I'll tell you what, kids are really portals. They are the ones that have a lot of good, accurate information. And my grandson was, particular, my one grandson was very high, but now he's cut himself off. I don't care if you're a man or you're a woman. Everybody's got the ability. It depends on who. Now, I will say this, there's a lot of scam artists out there. But with the real abilities, I would say it depends on the person. And I see a lot of men out there, and I see a lot of women out there. It's starting to be equal from what I'm seeing. There's a lot of good ones out there, but there's also a lot of wannabe goods.
Now, is that because society as a whole has become more open-minded to it?
I think some people think that it's a fast buck. So they go after the people and they're hurting. Like if somebody lost somebody, you know, like there was a thing in the paper not too long ago, somebody in Florida went after an author, whatever, and really ripped her off millions of dollars, you know. And in my own experience, the client that called me and told me that she liked this guy and this guy liked her and she wanted him back, so she paid $1,500 to a so-called psychic on a psychic line to do a wish, not a wish, but a spell to the moon for him to come back to her. And I said, well, you know where your $1,500 went, don't you? She said, yeah, right out the window. you know, you've got to be careful who you deal with in any kind of profession, not just this.
Right, I was referring to the acceptance of it, is because society has become more open-minded to it.
Right.
Society has become more open-minded. Do what?
Oh, sorry for saying anything. I got a caller that's been on hold for about 10 minutes, so I wanted to get her in real quick. Let's see.
Okay,
her name is Jennifer. Jennifer, you're on here.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Hi, Jennifer, how are you?
Oh, good, how are you?
I'm doing okay, thanks.
My grandparents died when I think I was like 1 or 2 years old. I really don't have any memories or anything of them, but I've always felt really close to them for some reason. And, you know, I was told one time by another psychic that they are around me and
Don't ever feed a psychic what you were told from another psychic. That's one thing that I don't do. I don't want to know any information prior. You want to know about your grandparents? Did your grandmother wear glasses? Do you know?
Yes.
Okay. They're around you, and they have been there. And the reason you feel close to them is they've been there with you since you've been born. Do you remember those so-called imaginary friends that you had when you were a child?
Do I remember them?
Yes. If you think back, and if you ever have a chance to go to a hypnotist, have them take you back to your childhood. They've played with you.
Okay.
You have this musical thing, and I don't mean a mold, but I'm just—I don't know if it's a doll or something that had musical in it. It's like kind of like a rag doll. I want to hear Jelly Belly. It's something with a music box in it, like you shook it with a rattle, and they played with that with you.
Oh my God! Yes.
Yeah.
My mother told
me
about that.
Yeah.
She would hear it.
Yeah, they played with you with that. And all I keep hearing is jelly belly. I'm not, you know, exactly sure what that is. But they've been there with you the whole time. And they're there with you now, and they're always going to be there. I'm there at birth of a daughter. Do you have any children?
I have a daughter, yes.
Okay.
So is there anything... that they say, or
they were,
you know.
No, they were there. I'm getting two. How old's your daughter?
7.
They've been with her since she's been born, but for some reason I'm getting two. I don't know what the two is.
I had a miscarriage many years ago. That
okay,
count?
That might be the two. Was it a boy? Do you know?
Yeah, no.
Okay. They're telling me that they have been with the two of you, and that might be what the two is, because that's what I'm getting, twos. Ask your daughter. Sit down and talk to your daughter. She will tell you that she has also played with them, too.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they are always going to be there.
Okay.
But again, I keep hearing jelly belly.
That's amazing, yeah. Wow. I'll have to find out what that means.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
That's the confirmation, guys, I was talking about.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Hey,
Jennifer,
great.
Where
thanks
are you
talking
from?
To you. Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Uh-oh, are you one of my people from up there?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you one of my people from up there? I'm from Taylor.
I don't know.
You didn't know that when you called?
No.
You didn't know that? Oh, wow.
No.
I have family in Scranton. I've been on WILK also.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Small world.
Look me up on Facebook. You probably know my cousins. Okay. Hey, thank you. Bye. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Hey. Small world, huh?
Yeah, Jennifer's a close friend of mine.
Oh, Oh, she's a friend of yours?
Yeah.
I was gonna ask her. You're not from Scranton, are you?
No, not at all.
Okay, I don't know who I'm talking to here, but okay, y'all from the same
place. This is Brian.
Okay. Yeah, my cousin, and if she's listening, she probably knows. My cousin's son was killed up on the Casey in October. He was the Good Samaritan that pulled over to help somebody change the tire. So if she may know him, then she'll know. But I'm from there. I grew up in Winter Riverside High School, so. But I'm going back up there next weekend, and I'm hoping to go back up there again for an event. But anyway, that is the that's the confirmation I was talking about, is being able to give them something that they could relate to.
Right.
Well, there is one issue, and I've personally, I close the door. The door is shut. It's slammed shut. It's not opening again. But I did do a reading for certain people, friends, like not just random homeowners, because no way in hell, for everybody listening, no way in hell should, if you think you have psychic abilities, don't go into somebody's house claiming that you do and present them with anything that you feel.
Mm-hmm.
That was my... All right,
that's what I'm saying.
That was my PSA. But
you're not done. You're not done. You're going to be doing readings and stuff.
No, but the hell I won't.
You will eventually. But let me tell you something. Everybody has bad experiences. And
no, Mary, I'm telling you, no, the hell I won't.
Okay.
It's done. It's over. I experienced it. I don't want it. I have many, many friends who are quote unquote psychic or have abilities throughout the country that told me, if you don't want this, slam the damn door. And that's what I did, is I slammed the door.
But you
I
know
blocked
what?
Out. You're, I do want to tell you, though, you're talking to somebody who went to school for psychology. Not paranormal psychology, but actual abnormal psychology.
Oh, I've got that under my belt. I was going for mental health in my master's until I changed it the last minute. So, yeah, I know.
You two would have a field day with me.
I have a BS in interdisciplinary social science, core classes of sociology, criminology, and ISS. I have a master's almost in mental health. I changed the last minute to general human services. I have a master's certificate in addiction and obsessive compulsive disorder counseling. I have almost a PhD in general human services, and a lot of my research was done with people with addictions and stuff like that. But let me tell you something. I'm very good at what I do. And I know you had that experience, but I will tell you this. If they want to get through that door, they will get that through that door no matter how the hell loud and hard you slam it. A lot of people don't want the abilities. A friend of mine said to me yesterday, I have really bad anxiety. I said, oh, really? I said, she goes, do you ever get anxiety? I said, yeah. It took me 55 years to finally go to the doctor and tell him I need something for anxiety, because when I read people or I get a premonition, if that's what you want to call it, or insight or whatever, I start breathing so bad that I'm gasping for breath and I'm leaning over trying to hold my diaphragm because anxiety is so bad. There is so much with these abilities that people don't realize, and when they open that door, whether they want to open it or they don't want to open it, they have to be prepared because it'll knock you on your ass.
Right.
Yeah, my bad experience with it, my friend called me up one time, and she asked me what was going on with her daughter, Mary, and she hung up on me. And I'm like, what the hell? So I called her back, and I said, don't do that to me again. I was shaking, and I was almost hysterical. Her daughter had committed suicide and blew her brains out. Not a really good way of putting it, but that's what I said. You know, I said, what do you know? Because I didn't want to tell her. And when we got through all the stuff, she turned around and she goes, I would not believe anybody until you told me, until you confirmed. I said, don't you ever, ever do that to me again. Now, it would have been different if she would have called me up and said, Mary, do you see, you know, could this have been possible? Instead, she let me look into it. When I looked into it, I saw it. That was it. I did not want to read anybody or anything again for about a week, you know. And I finally said, all right, I got to get past it. Because once you fall off the bike, you got to get right back on and keep going. So you may have slammed that door, but that doesn't mean they're going to let you leave it slammed. And you can tell me I'm full of crap all you want and deny you're going to do it again, but I'm going to tell you somewhere down the road you're going to be doing it again. Maybe not on a full-time basis, and you may not want to do it, but it'll be put in your path again.
Well,
he doesn't like me right now, but, you know,
what I have toward you whatsoever. I mean, it's your opinion, and it's like assholes, everybody has one. Secondly,
but it's not my opinion. It's not my opinion. It's what I'm getting. It's not my opinion. It's what I'm being told to tell you. There's a big difference.
Right,
and it's not my
where does that source come from?
I don't know. All I know is I'm being told that you are going to do it again. You may not want to do it again, but there will be something that you're going to have to relay, and you will do it. The words are coming out of my mouth, and I'm just telling you what I'm being told.
You know, and this is within all due respect, and the amount of psychological schooling that you've been doing and are continuing to do. The one thing that I have noticed is that the questions that have been posted to you and the answers are really in generalities. They're not in specifics. And I know you know what I mean with that.
Right. When I do my reading to people, my readings are very specific, and they're very targeted. I don't like doing readings publicly because there's stuff out there that people don't want other people to know. So I keep it very light with what I do. Even when I do my past life regressions in the public eye, I will do them differently than I do them privately. Because, again, there's information out there that people don't need to know.
Well,
and
I mean, the last caller was pretty specific.
That kind of was, yeah, but there could have been more in-depth, but I wasn't going to go with that.
Right. I mean, I'm not faulting you for that. I'm just trying to confirm to Matt that, you know, you touched on some things with the doll that was, you know, obviously she was the only person that knew that.
Matt is psychologically scared, in a way. And Matt, I'm not, and this is all due respect, and I know you don't mean anything, you know, you're not ganging up on me or anything like that, and I'm not doing the same to you, but I see this with a lot of people, that they're scared of what they've experienced, they don't want to experience again, so they they close up their mind to it. And then if somebody comes along and says, hey, you're going to do this again, they're going to go on the attack, per se, because they don't want to do that again, and they don't want to hear. Matt doesn't want me to say, hey, you're going to do that again, because he doesn't want to do it again. And I don't blame him, because there have been times I don't want to do this.
Why am I on blast?
to what?
No, I just kept hearing my name.
It's just people are afraid of what, like I just recently heard about this person that he did Reiki with somebody, and you know, the person had a bad experience, not from the Reiki, but it opened up a lot of things the person wasn't willing to face. And there was a bad experience. And the guy said, I'll never do Reiki again. Well, really didn't have anything to do with him. He just got scared. And a lot of people do get scared of these abilities. That's why I said, and you, somebody here said, be careful when you go in somebody's house. Don't go in there throwing bull crap out of your mouth. No damn well, sure, you know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when I do my readings and my past life regressions, I make sure there's confirmation. And that girl, Jennifer from Scranton, that just called, all I kept hearing was jelly belly, because I can hear the thing digging, you know, going off like a music box thing, jiggling, whatever.
Right. Now, Mary, I mentioned this earlier in the show. Unfortunately, Mom's not going to call in, so I'll ask the question if Grandma's still around. Is Grandpa, does he pop in over, you know, at our homes, my house and my parents' house and whatnot? Mom wants to know if he comes around.
Well, your grandmother is showing me somebody who's like on the chunky side also.
Uh-huh.
She's telling me, is he like beer, do you know? Because it looks like a beer. I'm smelling beer.
Yeah, he drank Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Okay. Hey, that's a Pennsylvania thing.
Well, my whole family, I was born in Ohio. My whole family's from there originally.
From Scranton?
No, Athens, Ohio area.
Oh, okay. Because she's telling me that he likes to sit on the couch and drink a beer, and he's sitting up in the corner of the ceiling and just watching without the beer. But she says that she's the one, she flirts back and, like, goes back and forth. She's like a social butterfly is what I'm seeing with her. She floats all around. He likes to be stationary.
Right. So does he just, because my mom and dad have had different experiences there of things moving and whatnot in their apartment. And and
there's something pink either in the apartment or clothing. She's referring to pink. So ask your mom about the pink.
Okay. Yeah, because mom was just wondering, because grandma lived a long life after grandpa died. Grandpa died in 85, so he's been gone a long time. So she was just wondering, you know, if he was real close with her father, and she was just wondering if he's popping in and out.
He's up there in the corner. I get with him is that he's known what today is the couch potato. He just likes to sit there. Your grandmother is one who's the social butterfly that likes to go here and there, where he just likes to sit down and watch.
That was pretty much him in real life.
Yeah, and that's what I'm getting. It's still the same. He would sit on the couch, pop open a can of beer and drink it and just watch where she would go from here to there. And that's what he's doing. He's up in the corner sitting there and watching. And your grandmother's in and out, checking here and there and everywhere.
Right. Sweet. Now
well,
I got something to tell him after the show. Go ahead.
I have a question. I don't know if this will open up a can of worms or not. I guess the question is these spirits, his grandmother, his grandfather. I guess I have to ask the question: why are they still here?
Because there are connection and there's a lot of love there.
Right. But I mean, we're taught in heaven and hell.
Right.
And I'm just wondering if that's what we're taught, why are the spirits still here? And not
because
in
you know what
or...
I discovered? My opinion.
Okay.
This is just
okay.
Totally my opinion. Is that the people that do go up in heaven, that when we down here have a
Do they get three-day passes back down to Earth here and there? Or, I mean, you know?
No. What I think they do is that we're down here suffering and wondering and needing them, that God allows them to show themselves, to answer our questions, to give us the reassurance that they are okay and that they are up there.
Well, in
that's
my experience, yeah, in my experiences with the paranormal, the whole thought process of heaven being up above our head and hell being below us, I truly believe this in what I've experienced, and this is, like I said, just my experience, that heaven and hell are all around us. It's just a doorway away. That door opens, and, and people, there are what they call earthbound spirits out there that refuse to leave, for one reason or another, and there's multiple reasons why. And then there's spirits that are kind of caught in between that don't want to go to judgment. They don't want to go to that other side, in fear of something they did in their life. And also you have loved ones, people that were close to in life, that they have the ability, God gives them the ability, and this has come from numerous psychics that I've interviewed and my personal experiences and the psychics I have on my team. And what the spirit world has told us is, they have that free will still to be able to come and watch over us, protect us, try to guide us. They can't affect our free will, but they can try to steer us in the right direction if they can, But
you
don't always work that way.
I think it's Sylvia Brown who said that heaven is only 3 feet up off the ground. And I do feel like it's another dimension. I don't think they're way up there in the sky. I think heaven and hell are right here with us on Earth, but in another dimension. And I really feel that God allows the spirit to come and talk to us, that we, that we're comfort, and when I first started reading professionally, it was like, I don't want to tell anybody anything because I don't know if I'm accurate or not. What if I tell
right.
them something and I'm a total fool out of myself? And I have been doing this for years. And when I did it, my first gallery reading was in front of all the people that I grew up with. And I'm like, oh, my God, what if I get up there and I get stage fright? And I've been on stages before, so I didn't, But I was just scared. I got up there, and all the information just came to me. It was like, tell them this, tell them that. And I got in there. I did my job, and that's what it is, my job, to bring comfort to people. I had to stand up in front of, there were 60 people at my first event, and tell them that this girl standing in front of me had a miscarriage and her boyfriend had committed suicide. And I had to stand there and tell her that he was here telling her that they were okay and he had the baby. And I had to whisper to her and ask her if it was okay for me to stay down in front of the audience. because I just try to be very careful with people. I don't want to hurt them any more than they're already hurting. But by the time I got done, almost the whole audience was crying because I gave her particulars on, you know, the teddy bear he had bought for the baby before he killed himself. You know, just a whole thing that I had no way of knowing. And I really believe this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So I'm out here and doing it with God's help. He put me here for some reason. I don't know what the reason is. I'm very well qualified to have any other kind of job. And every time I get a job, something happens, and here I am doing this. So this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
And what's interesting about that, Mary, is, you know, I've kind of, per se, my team's taken a sabbatical. We've been, you know, kind of, we do little things under the radar, but, you know, we pulled everything down off the net. We don't go to conferences. We don't do any of that. I'm the only one that's, you know, I continue to do the radio show because I love the education and socializing with other people in the field. But it seems like even in the fact that we're not able to, you know, no one can get a hold of us, somehow or another, God finds a way to have a client call me because I've helped two clients over the holidays. Even with the fact that I have no contact information out there or any of that, and my team's not active, I've still had clients call me. And to me, that's just God's telling me, look, it don't matter what you do, son, this is your calling, and I'm going to keep calling you back into it.
That's why I say that doors will not remain closed because you tried to close that door, and they're still coming through.
Yeah. Definitely.
That is why I'm saying that door, no matter how hard you slam it, is not going to stay. Believe me, I tried. I had a job as an adjunct professor. Loved it. The students loved me. Got along with the faculty. All of a sudden, they decided that they were going to redo the school system. I lost my job. I had 150-some students write letters. We want her to stay. They still had to eliminate my job. And I've had other jobs. And what do? I always fall back on this. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be doing this. And I know you don't want to hear about the readings, but there's going to be something that's going to happen that you're going to have to do a reading. You may not do it on a professional like I do it or, you know, professional scheme, but the readings will come again where you will have to give the readings.
Right.
And in sense of kind of what you're doing when you do the investigation, too. So.
Right.
I feel
exactly.
For you. I know.
Well, we're coming down to the last 2 minutes, so Mary, if you would send out any websites or anything that people can get a hold of you, where they can find your book, et cetera.
Yeah, they can look on my, all the information is on my website. It's www.mary, M-A-R-Y, Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T.org. My books are on there. My hypnosis MP3s are on there. My classes are on there. My readings are on there. I have got some feedback from some people up there also, and I have a past life regression up there I've done too, a couple of them. And more is coming. But thank you guys for having me on the show today. I hope you're not really mad at me, Matt. Brian, it's been great, and I hope everything goes the way that you guys want it to go, okay?
Thank you.
And thanks, Mary, so much for coming on, and it was great talking to you again.
Yeah, I had fun again this time, so we'll talk to you soon. We'll see you on Facebook.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
All right,
okay,
well, you have
tonight.
A great evening. Good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Interesting show tonight. Thanks to Mary Barrett for coming on. So there you go.
It was
Brian,
interesting.
Do what?
I said it was interesting. I'd like to get a hold to her and try to book her on one of my broadcasts as well.
Oh, yes, definitely. She's a great woman to talk to. And speaking of, who do you have Thursday? Let him get a plug in.
I'm actually going to have Selena Rome on my show Thursday. She's a private a paranormal investigator, and she's worked very closely with Chip Coffey. And, I'm really looking forward to it. I need to get, more information from her and go over the outline of the show. She had an investigation she had to do last night, so I really didn't have the opportunity yet. But, it should be an interesting show.
Matt, you still with us?
Yeah, my phone, Verizon, the most reliable network in the country, drop me off. Fuckheads.
Matt, what do you got going on Wednesday?
Wednesday, Full Spectrum Radio, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my dear, dear friend Dane Ludwig will be joining us.
Mm-hmm.
And, I guess you can say maybe possibly friends. Who are
right.
of the Hollywood nature. I don't know if that's actually going to happen, but we'll see.
Well, you never know, and if it does happen, because I know who you're talking about, if they do end up calling in, that will be badass.
Yes. Yes, it will be badass.
And then I'm going to beat your ass because I'll be jealous.
Well, I know, Kevin, you don't listen to every show, but yeah, you definitely have to tune in for that one. It will be the talk will be about H.H. Holmes and Jack the Ripper, the first revealed evidence of that we have the I guess you can say exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And possibly some Hollywood people are going to be calling in to just spread the love about H.H. Holmes and the Ripper going to big screen.
Yeah, that's going to be badass.
Well, because it could be badass. Or it could be just a normal show.
Right. Well, all of our shows are badass. In fact, Tuesday on Terrify Radio with myself and Jody, we have one of Brian's buddies, Chris Melanchon of Paranormal Society of New Orleans. He will be our guest on Tuesday. So... I'll have to give Chris some hell on Tuesday.
Oh, please do. he so enjoys giving everyone else. So let him have it. I got a feeling he's gonna do like he always does and call me and ask me to be on there with him.
Well, that's fine. You and I can give him hell. And if you've not listened to myself and Jody's show, we get pretty crazy on that show. Matt knows.
Well, we have some. we have some big news coming up, and I'll let Chris deliver that information. But I'll make sure and listen to it.
Yeah, and tomorrow is a freaking awesome paranormal show, FAPS Radio. And Ryan and Amber and, oh, Lord, there's another name now that's been added, and I can't remember her name. Damn. Anyway, they're from All Seeing Paranormal Society, and they have their show on Monday. So tune in tomorrow for that. And that's pretty much it, guys. Thanks, you guys, for filling in for my co-host tonight.
No problem.
Appreciate
Thanks for allowing.
All right. Well, you guys take it easy, and we'll see you later. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Brian. Good night, Kevin.